This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Exactly 57 minutes past 10. Only 3 minutes left before 11 o'clock. Yes, you know, we are broadcasting live from Dr. Pixie Saga Seme Hall. We're going to have the EU Unite Against GBV program, later on at the Goodman Foundation, and collaboration with USAID. And here in the studio, I'm joined by the CEO and the president of Goodman Foundation, Mr. Smanga. Welcome to the show. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Greetings to the listeners of MUT Radio. We are honored to have MUT Radio broadcasting live here at the Youth Unite Against GBVF.
We've been craving for this day for quite some time. And Mr. if you just take us through your program and your speech, Sanamhlanje.
Thank you. The program has commenced. Our wonderful expert and panelists are on stage as we speak, giving their expertise to the audience, and we're foreseeing this morning session and throughout the day being a very robust and engaging discussions, tackling youth leadership, youth participation in the fight against gender-based violence. We believe that the future belongs to the youth, and if we want to ensure the future that is bright, the future that is free of gender-based violence and femicide, then we must engage with the youth today.
President, if I can ask you, what does the 16 days of activism just mean to you?
It means so much more, not just to me, to everyone who cares about the safety of women and children. As you know, that this is a global campaign, over 170 countries that are part of the United Nations are observing 16 days of activism. And this always reminds us about how women have been always being in the forefront of fighting gender-based violence. Now we say, madoda sabelani, madoda sukumani, but as soon as we are madoda pela, we say young people rise up, stand, and be and become part of the solution, and in creating this environment we all need, where children play free without fear of being stolen, without fear of being killed or hurt. But we want to our youth to be the catalyst of the change that is so much needed. So these 16 days of activism is very, very, very important in South Africa, in Africa, and around the world, to ensure that all of us, governments, business, civil society, academic institutions, traditional leaders, as well as religious leaders, that we play a pivotal part in ensuring that we build an environment and a culture that has no violence against women and children.
You spoke about culture, about tradition, and if I just go to Izolo, at the Kulunya Kukupun in Guyaza, and maybe Banjil Soweto, Utiwai, as a Bula Abando Abani, when this is on this Faza Nujamas and Kuya Kul. And we're in the 16 days of activism against gender based violence. And what can you say to that case, Ula Kuna Kona Ban Kubis Lisa, getting killed, or Nabatis Fazan, Bibula, Mishanamalang? What message would you give to the perpetrators?
Well, it's very important that we balance the understanding. There are men also who are victims of gender-based violence. There are boy children who are victims of gender-based violence. And our awareness campaign is not just about that only women and children are the ones who are being victims and targeted. There is a LGBTQ+ community that is also affected by by the scourge of violence. So ours is to ensure a balanced awareness message that speaks and address all these categories that I've just mentioned. You know, 2 years ago, I learned something that in particular in KwaZulu-Natal statistics of inmates in our correctional centers, that there were 20,000 inmates of both men and women. But women only accounted for 300 of the 20,000. And that tells you that most of our problems in our community emanates from us as amadoda. So in our campaign and even our name, Good Men, when we are very, very intentional about wanting to engage men and young boys, because we believe if we win that part, we will solve a much bigger problems. Thank you.
Merci. Baba, thank you so much for your time, and we're looking forward to for a good program on Sunday. And we know good to be also have you much as a corner it's here going. If you just maybe just take us through that day.
We're inviting all men, all young people, come and join His Majesty King Mrs. Lukazolichini and our national leaders. We have a march that will commence at 8 a.m. That is an assembly time at King Dinizulu Park in Devon, at the market there. And then the march will commence at 9, but we are assembling at 8. And then it will go all the way down West Street and take a pause at the City Hall, where we will have a briefing of the principals, His Majesty and everybody, and then moves, the march will go and end at this station. The station rooftop is at the Devon station. You come back as though you catch a bus, the Greyhound, and then you go up the ramps, and then you find a huge auditorium. That's where official speeches will take place.
On Friday.
Friday, 6th December. Men unite against GBVF March.
Mr. Chaba, thank you so much for your time, and we're looking forward to that program. As I think it's just there.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.